There you are. Hey, princess, what took you so long?
I had time to do all the laundry. I even got all your bras and washed them by hand and everything.
You're not supposed to stay in the bath that long without me. I was almost ready to get jealous. You weren't using the special bubble bath, were you?
No, I know. Actually, it's all right if you weren't. It's not fair that you didn't even get a minute to spare last weekend. A nice hot soak is the least you deserve after working so hard for the last 2 weeks straight. I hope it really did you some good, baby. And actually, I'm so sorry I can give you another whole week off, like to rest and to do that every single night. But anyway, at least we finally got a weekend to ourselves. That's a real good start. Are you ready for dinner? Well then, come on. I've been dying for something to eat since you got home. How's this? You like? What do you mean? Well, what does it look like? I told you I was getting dinner ready. I just didn't say where. What's wrong with the blanket on the floor? Yes, I know. The living room isn't the usual spot for a picnic. I'll give you that. Yeah, I admit it. It's a long way from our first date in the park. It wasn't in the middle of a blizzard, for one thing, but the beauty of this picnic is we don't just have a cheap cooler of snacks and sandwiches, but there's actually fresh risotto on the stove. I have a nice Merlot chilling over there on the windowsill. There's no trees and no sunshine, but at least we won't be surrounded by screaming children and eaten by bugs. And there just might be some of your favorite pie for dessert. Yes, I know, I know. We talked about going back there for our anniversary, and yes, we still should. But you know, that's months away, and it's been so shitty out there all week. I'm honestly just about fed up with snow already. And we've both been running nonstop to work and all over the place and everything. And most importantly, it doesn't need to be a particular day or an anniversary to remind you how much I love you. So, get over here and get comfortable, princess. Yeah. That's so much better. Just face away from the window and forget how freaking much it's snowing. It's so nice and cozy in here with the fire going. You can just sit back against the couch and I have another blanket to warm us up right here. All right, where do we start? The strawberries. See, some things are still the same. I definitely remember we had some of those to snack on that day. But I didn't quite get to feed them to you like this. Wait. You left a little juice on my finger there. Oh, you have one for me too? Okay. Don't mind if I do. Oh, did I get a little messy too? Clumsy me. Oh, you'd better help. Thank you. So, I need to know something. Did you actually think about this That first afternoon when we were at the park, that is. Did you think about sharing the food like this? Serving each other? Oh, they're good. I mean, I did. The strawberries are so sexy, right? The whole time we were eating, I wanted to be the one putting things in your mouth. It felt like it would have been so cute. I was too nervous at the time, and I had no idea what you might have wanted. It's so strange to think about that now, huh? Want another? Open up. Oh, I just love how you do that. But you haven't had anything to drink yet. You finally have time to really relax now that you're out of work. What are you waiting for? Let me get those glasses. In fact, that fire's making me nice and toasty already. I think I'm getting a little too hot for this shirt. Yes, that's definitely your fault. Why not get nice and comfortable too? Too bad we couldn't hang out like this in the park, huh? I do love being out in the sun, but this also feels so nice here. Anyway, Merlot time. Here you go. Oh my god, do you remember how you brought that wine? Like, that first time and I didn't even want to try it? My taste has changed so much, hasn't it? Back then, if it wasn't beer, I had no idea what to do. Oh, and you also always bought that awful cheap corn stuff. Baby, how did we ever think that it was good? Actually, I didn't even think it was any good. Not at first. Really? You thought I was just acting silly and making funny faces? No, it was because I didn't like it at all. I got used to it eventually, sure, but it took time. Unfortunately, we both ended up learning a thing or two about good taste eventually. Well, to be honest, I couldn't believe such a gorgeous girl actually wanted to hang out with me. So, I wanted to try and be a little sophisticated. That's so funny. Yes, I am that serious. I thought you were way too classy for me. But I just, right away, I still knew I wanted to get closer to you. If you were into something, then I was at least going to give it a try. Isn't it weird to remember what things were like? It was a whole different person you met back then. I mean, who knows, I might have developed some of those tastes on my own. But there are just so many things that are special because we discovered them together, you and me. Okay. I'm getting all cheesy now. I'm blaming the wine. Or better yet, I'll blame you. Yes, you and your pretty face and your beautiful eyes. That super, super hot body of yours hiding under that oversized t-shirt. Yeah, sure. You say it's just for comfort, but you know that wet hair and sweatpants look just drives me crazy. Don't play so innocent. Come here. Those hands. Funny. I thought I felt hot, but now I seem to be getting goosebumps. Well, okay. Yes, maybe I was trying to distract you. I wanted to see what you'd choose. Me or the strawberries? Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, baby. You drive me wild. Hey. Hey, two can play at that game. Luckily, you didn't need to put on a bra before coming down here. Then all I need to do is... Yes. Let's get that out of the way. Yes, good. You didn't really need those sweatpants for now anyway. Lie back there. Yes, I know. Dinner's coming. I'm hungry as well. I just need my appetizer beforehand. First, that neck. That throat. Oh, that chest. What those? Tasty nipples. Don't worry about me. It's my turn to take care of you. I want to do my best. You do so much. You deserve it. Oh, yes, right there. Those hips. Oh. Now, this is one taste I never had to get used to. I always loved it. Right from the start. Oh, baby. Who's so wet already? Oh my god. Tastes so good. Oh my god. This is so much better than the wine. Yes. Yes, even so much better than the good stuff. Oh, your lips are so sensitive. I love it. Is that good so far? Well, you sound like it.
I sure hope so. I could do this all night. My tongue feels so good on your clit. Oh my god. Oh, you're getting me wet. I'm twitchy for you. But not as twitchy as you right now. Oh my god. You're so juicy. Yeah, baby. What do you mean? Enough? But I wasn't done. I want more. Okay. Okay, maybe later. We've got all night and all weekend. All right, can you sit up? Yeah, just get settled right here between my legs. Lean back against me. Where are those glasses? Here's yours. There. Let's just take a minute and finish these. And then I'll top you up. And go bring the plates over. And then... Well, I don't know. It's your picnic, princess. What next? You'll have to let me know what else you need, Oh, I like the sound of that. It'll be next on the list. Like I said, we've got all night. And we can do whatever you want. I love you. I'm so sorry that we don't get this chance often enough. But I want to always make you feel this good. As much as I can. That's right. Yes. Always.